And what you want to do is you want to see how that applies to life. So we say you start to wander around, but by Ahayana, you become a wanderer. You move around. You become curious. You want to travel to different parts of North America or the world, but you also want to examine different religions, different cultures. So what happens here? They become curious. They study Buddhism. They study other religions. I know my sons, they were raised in Madewan ritualistic living. And when they hit this age, they were released. They didn't come to ceremonies anymore. They didn't come to feasts. They were out on their own looking at the world. So we release them into the world because what that does to them, they get their curiosity. They learn their place in creation, we call it. But how they do it is they might be examining another culture. They might see within that culture something that they saw in their childhood. And they might think, oh, they're just like us. Their wedding ceremony is just like ours. They have naming ceremonies too. They might think like that. And bit by bit, as they travel the world and they satisfy their knowledge, is they come to see that what they were given in their childhood is what is out there in the world. So they return to the village, we call it. They stop wondering and they stop wandering. They come back to our village. And then what they do is they get ready to pick up their gifts. They get ready to do things. They're getting ready now, so it's what they become.